Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. We are brought to you by Remy Martin. See, I'm rocking the Remy hoodie today. Some of the viewers of the podcast got a Remy gift of some sort. I was hanging out with the Remy people this week. We had a really great event over at Signature, which is Izzy Adonijay's place in the South Loop. If you're in the city, you haven't checked it out, you should. It's a dope spot. I think that you'll really, really like it. Like, if you just want to go watch a game or if you want to, you know, elevate your drinking experience, order some Remy at the bar. But it's an awesome place, 1312 South Wabash. And I was talking with my guy, Jim, and I think I want to try and take the pod on the road. I think I want to do, like, a live recording of the pod. And he was like, well, wouldn't it take a lot? I'm like, not really. Like, I can just bring my Rodecaster and my laptop and we should be good to go. Maybe Izzy will sit down with me and we'll do like 10 minutes or something. I'm thinking maybe the draft. We'll see. There's a lot to iron out, but I might take the podcast out of the house. We'll take the House of L out of the house at some point soon, I think. I hope that you're doing all right. Those of us who are in and around Chicago, while we are lucky because there are no natural disasters going on, and we feel for everyone that's out there in California right now, that's rough. We are getting real winter now. I think we've skated a couple of winters where it's been like, oh, this is fine. You know, it's 20 degrees or it's 30 degrees or, oh, I just need a light coat today. No, we're getting that real. I was watching the news this morning. I kind of gotten out of the cycle of watching like local morning news for a while because I was listening to podcasts and doing other stuff. But I was watching Val Warner, shout out to the homie Val, on ABC. And then Tracy Butler comes on. Tracy Butler was like, yeah, so ordinarily our low is 19. And today our high is going to be 19. And then when you factor in the wind chill, yo, not good. Not good at all. But I'm going to try not to complain because right now it feels like -3. But that's why you can do stuff in the house. And Spiegs always talks about like garage to garage situation. And I think that might be the move today. Like, I didn't even go to the gym this morning. Like, I got up and was like, you know what? This seems like a great day for yoga in my house. So I did like an hour of yoga. And then if I feel like working out, if I don't reach my goals, like I usually have my goals on my Apple Watch and the goal is usually 800 and I'm at 400 now. If I don't reach my, and I stand during the show and I walk around during breaks, stuff like that. But if I don't get to my goal, then I'll hit the gym in our building and it'll be the same thing, garage to garage, but whatever. That's not why you tuned in today. Or maybe it is. It might be. But that's part of the joy of doing this podcast. Shout out to everyone who is watching on our YouTube page. Thank you very much. If you're on Spotify or Apple and you're just listening to the podcast, that's cool too. But I would love it if you would subscribe to the YouTube page. It would be great. It would help me out. It doesn't cost you anything. And it's a way that this podcast can continue to grow from a financial standpoint. I know I'm putting that on you. Don't worry. I'm doing the work behind the scenes to help us grow. I got some ideas for growth outside of bear season that I'm kind of excited about, and we'll see how it ends up turning out. I want to get some people involved a little bit more regularly. I've been thinking about that. Like, I kind of want to, I'm going to talk with Layla about this, but I kind of want to carve out like Monday as her day. Like, just Monday is the day when Layla's podcast drops, and that just be it. But I'll ask her if it's even something that she wants to do, because, you know, she's busy. She got stuff, other stuff to do other than hang out here. But that's one of the things that I'm thinking about, that that becomes a regular staple of House of L. And we're now in a place where financially we could do that for a little while and see how it goes. But the growth of the YouTube page is helpful in that regard. So, again, if you're listening on Spotify or Apple, please go ahead and hit subscribe on the YouTube page. It helps us a ton. I'm mad at y'all a little bit. I'm mad at y'all because y'all didn't, in the same type of numbers, listen or go view. I haven't checked the listenership on the pod, but the viewing of the Jim Rooney episode, which dropped on Saturday or on Sunday morning, you need to watch that. Like, it's really good. He's great. And then there's a couple of McCaskey stories in there too, which I think will be important. As you know, I'm watching Dan Quinn last night, watching Washington. And I'm thinking, yeah, Dan Quinn could have been their guy. But, you know, they put him in coach when they did the interview with him. At least that's what the word on the street is, that he was sitting in row 33 when they brought him here to town. I want to talk a little bit about that. I want to talk about Bears theory versus Bears practice. So, and try to jump on the logic train with me. And I am someone that believes in a really good process. I like the idea of trying to do things not only the right way, but being innovative too. I'm having a hard time. I'm really struggling with the idea of the Bears doing the interviews virtually. And I know what you're saying. Like, Lawrence, we're watching you virtually. Right. And I would tell you that while I do my best to be as 100 authentic as I am, meeting me in person is different than watching the podcast and your interactions with me. That's why I love when we do stuff like Saturday. I met with a couple of listeners and they will tell you that it's a different experience talking to me in person than it is even on the podcast. When it comes to hiring someone, I want to be fair to the Bears. That's another thing. Y'all are hilarious because I'm like, I want to be fair. And people are like, they don't deserve you to be fair. Yes. It's still part of who I am to try and be fair. That doesn't mean that I can't be critical, but I do want to try and be fair when it comes to the Bears and the way they do things. I want to try and understand it. And sometimes, and this is where I'm my father's child, sometimes I see things and I'm like, that logically doesn't make sense. And I try to make sense of it, and that's where there can be friction. So I do understand anyone that's frustrated with the Bears and being like, Lawrence, they don't deserve, but I'm not going to swing the driver every time. I save it. There were opportunities this week to swing the driver, and I was like, nope, I'm going to let Spiegs swing the driver. And he did, and it was excellent. I don't want you guys to tune into this because you just think that I'm going to come on here and scream. There will be days when I want to do that, and I will, but for the most part, I'm pretty even keel, and I try to just try and figure stuff out. And when stuff doesn't make sense to me, that's when I get upset. Like, I look at them casting a wide net, and I'm okay with it. You know that. I've talked about, like, how there should be interesting candidates from all forms of football. There should be special team coaches like Rich Bisaccia and Dave Tobe. You should be talking to those people. They didn't, at least not yet. You should talk to college coaches. Now, it looks like they're interested in talking with Marcus Freeman. And once I sent it to the crew where there was this meme of, not a meme, there's a story about Marcus Freeman converting to Catholicism at Notre Dame. And I was like, he's got the job for the Bears. it's a done deal. They're going to give him a lifetime contract for that. They're very Catholic up there. By the way, also Catholic. I like the idea of casting a wide net in a job search, one that's as important as this one. I also think that they wasted time, and it bothers me that they wasted time.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You got Eberflus up out of there, and you spent a little time patting yourself on the back about getting him up out of there. And I get that you're also trying to make sure the team doesn't fall apart. And they went 1-4 after you fired Matt Eberflus, and maybe they're still high. Maybe I think they're still a little high on beating Green Bay. I think that's one of their organizational weaknesses. I think it's a thing that – I think it's one of those things where – they put so much on that that it sometimes blinds them to the bigger picture. You want to be in a position to routinely beat Green Bay on the way, on the road to doing something bigger. It shouldn't just be one-offs. I'm happy that it was a one-off for Bears fans, but it shouldn't just be that. What were you doing for those 5 weeks? And here's what I mean. The Rooney Rule states that you have to talk to two minority candidates in person before you can enter like the hiring phase of this. The Patriots went out and did that. They brought in Pep Hamilton. They brought in Byron Leftwich, who should be on a lot of people's list to be head coach, by the way. It's weird how he just kind of disappeared from the game, but that's another story for another day. I personally don't like token interviews. I don't like that still has to be in place because you can't trust owners to do the right thing, which is why the Rooney Rule is still in place, because the Rooneys know that how other people in this league think, and they know the Fritz Pollard Alliance and everyone else, they know that people will just kind of hire who they like. So I still think that there's a real need for it. So I don't like the tokenism, but there are qualified minority candidates that you intend on talking to. So if you're the Bears and you're like, well, Aaron Glenn could end up being our head coach. Well, Thomas Brown could end up being a head coach. By the way, the Thomas Brown interview does not count as a way for you to get your prereqs out of the way with the Rooney Rule, okay? But there are minority coaches, Marcus Freeman, for example, that you would hire. My thing is, why wouldn't you just get done what you need to get done? And in those 5 weeks, these are the two items that I'm most angry about when it comes to these 5 weeks. You should have interviewed Bill Belichick, Ron Rivera, Pete Carroll, all the guys that didn't have jobs. They should have been at Halas Hall. In Ron Rivera's case, that would have also qualified as a Rooney Rule interview, and they did that with him on this weekend. But you could have done it already. So why didn't you? The college coaches that you were going to talk to, Matt Campbell, if he's on your list, why haven't you already talked to him? These are things where I start to go, what's happening with your process? And are you really taking it? Like, the fact that the Patriots have already hired a coach, one that you theoretically would have wanted in Mike Vrabel, is upsetting to me. And it's upsetting to me because you had a head start. And now you're behind. Like, it's one thing if everyone's on even ground and you end up behind because they're working faster than you. You had 5 weeks to get your ducks in a row. Some people are like, well, it would have been disrespectful to Thomas Brown. No, it would not have. He is the interim head coach. You are interviewing for the permanent head coach. Also, he doesn't even need to know. Ryan Poles, Ian Cunningham can run the team while Ryan Poles is out here running the interviews. If he's as good as everyone says, if that's why he's interviewing for other GM jobs, Ian, until I get back, the team is yours. I'm going to go meet with Pete Carroll. I'm going to go meet with Bill Belichick. I'm going to go talk with Ron Rivera. I'm going to talk with all these coaches that don't have any restrictions. The coaches that you want that are assistants, there are checks and balances to make sure that the interview process is equal. You're not going to be able to talk. You're not going to be able to talk to Ben Johnson in person for another week. Minimal. It just feels like they wasted time. And it's upsetting. And like I was saying, I understand the theory of it. The practical nature of it is what I have a problem with. And it didn't click for me until we had a conversation with Patrick Manley. And he was like, this is a competition. And he's right. This is a competition and you fell behind. Now, I'm sure the Bears will say, well, we wanted to make sure that we did our due diligence. What were you doing for the 5 weeks? Like, that's where you should have done all of that stuff and you should have hit the ground running. And they didn't. They kind of set back. They were passive in this. Could they still end up with a great coach? Yes, and I hope that they do. I still think that there are some really interesting choices that are available. I wasn't even really a big fan of Vrabel, but there are other coaches that I think can end up winning. The bigger issue for me is that the Bears still seem stuck in doing things a certain way, and I'm not sure that they even realize that they're not using best practices. And that's the sad part. Like, that's the part that takes away some of that hope, is here was an opportunity for you to get out ahead, to be the team that everyone else envies. And there's something to be said for taking your time to try and do things right. There's also something to be said for having such a good process in place that you can move quick, that you can go in and cut like a knife, get what you want, because this is about what you want to do. And if this is how they want to run it, so be it. But they need to be ready for every bit of criticism that they get, or losing out on candidates that they think should be their head coach. I hope that isn't the case, but all I know is that there are some hindrances to being the Bears head coach right now. The Patriots were like, hey, Mike Vrabel, whatever you want to do, you're our guy, come through. Vegas was like, yeah, we know that we told y'all we weren't firing Tom Telesco, but he got to go too, because we want to be able to offer Ben Johnson or whomever the opportunity to do whatever they want to do from a personnel standpoint. How bad do you want it? And what are you willing to do? I've been joking, like, you need to be the Eddie Guerrero of franchises. Cheat, lie, steal to win. What are you willing to do? It just seems like a waste. So that's it. That's all I got to say for now. There'll be more, though. I hope they get this right, but I'm very concerned that they won't. I hope that you have an excellent day whenever you're watching this. Please subscribe if you're listening on Apple or Spotify. Subscribe to the YouTube page, and it's appreciated. And go back and watch the Rooney interview. You'll learn something. I promise you. I learned some stuff. Okay? Talk to you next time. Peace.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise-ready AI.